Greetings and welcome to Uncorked in Conversation. Good evening. Hello. Good midday. Hello. Good morning.
Good afternoon. Good morning.
From this side of the world.
It is your girl, L. It's 1 o'clock, and like we always do about this time, cheers.
Cheers. Clink, 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 clink.
Yes, yes. I'm here with Paulette and April. Serena will be popping in a little bit later. It is Wind Down Wednesday. We are here recording our second episode of season 3.
I'm just tinkly inside.
No, it does that to you. Gosh, can you believe that? 3 seasons?
Three seasons.
Wow, how time flies.
3 seasons. So if you have not, if you're not on, we're putting you on right now. You have not.
Put them on.
Gotta put you on to seasons 1 and 2. If you've missed it, make sure you check us out on every major podcast platform, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. We are even on iHeartRadio. Yes, we are. Clink, 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 clink,
clink, clink, clink, clink. And Pandora.
And Pandora.
I saw us on Pandora. I saw us.
Everybody. That's what I'm talking about.
We in the house on our socials, Uncorked in Conversation Podcast on Facebook. Join our Facebook group, Wind Down with Uncorked. And you can wind down with us, not just on Wednesday, every day, 24/7. Check us out on Instagram at Uncorked and Convo, Twitter at Uncorked, capital letter N, also on LinkedIn at Uncorked and Conversation Podcast, TikTok at Uncorked and Conversation Podcast, and did I miss anywhere? That's everywhere, right? Don't forget our Linktree. We can't forget that, because guess what you can do right now? You can support Uncorked and Conversation at our Linktree. We have a support us link that you can click on. Under that link, it is with Stripe. So under that link, you can click and determine exactly where you want to contribute to. So very often, we at Uncorked in Conversation, actually on a regular basis, we contribute to the community. There's a lot of community events and community efforts that we are a part of. And we just ask that you list exactly what you want to contribute to. If you're contributing to the podcast itself, simply put Uncorked in your description. You can purchase wine at a link also on our Linktree from Sarita. And part of her proceeds, I believe 10% of her proceeds from One Hope Wine, go to helping the deaf community. So you can also do that. And check out April's daughter, Shay. Check out 24 Savage Fashion. Did I say it right?
Uh-huh. 24 Savage Silver.
24 Fashion. Savage Silver Fashions, yes. We got a lot going on, y'all. We got plans.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
We serious about our business, okay.
Amen.
We some boss bitches. you better ask about us, yeah? So today, y'all, our top story. Now, this is funny because I say our top story. I sound like the news, don't I?
Yes.
Like that other podcast.
Yeah, look, okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and do a shameless plug since I already brought it out. Check me out, your girl, L. Check me out on my new show, Clickbait. It's on Clubhouse. It is Clickbait, spelled click, B-A-T-E. It's about debating about very clickable topics. Mm-hmm. We want to hear everyone's point of view. We can disagree, and we do disagree without being disagreeable. We want to change the narrative on conversations that adults have with each other. We can debate and still be good. Girl. I ain't gotta think like okay.
I don't know.
I love a good argument.
Know, Mr. B's voice sometimes, he try to be a little, you know, aggressive and assertive with that voice and stuff. Think somebody just gonna bow down? I don't think so.
Ooh. Now you know he's gonna hear this, right? You already know he's gonna hear this. He listens to our podcast.
Okay, good. Let him listen.
So we're going to give him a plug since you went ahead and brought him up. That show I co-produce and co-host along with my buddy, my partner, my mentor in many ways, King B the Great. Y'all remember King B the Great
from
our relationships episode way back in season one, where we talked about Kevin Samuels, rest in peace. When he was still alive, he was a big hot topic on YouTube. Yeah. He still is, kind of.
He still is.
I kind of miss him.
Yeah, he gave me
some the rhetoric.
Yeah, and he wasn't too far off. He wasn't far off at all.
His delivery was just really, you know.
That's the problem. That was the problem. Yeah.
It was really hard. Very blunt.
It was hard to take. It was, but you know something? Hard truths are hard to swallow.
That's what she said.
If it's a true, if it's true, if the truth, what does it say? I posted this the other day too. If the truth hurts, change the truth. If what you're doing and someone is telling you you're doing, it's hurtful to hear, change it. What's wrong with that? Take your ego out of it.
Oh yeah.
Be a higher version of yourself, right?
Yeah,
we got to do that. So I co-host with King B, and he's out of Chicago, filmmaker, producer out of Chicago. He's also an author, wrote Confessions of a Dead Man, The Rise of Menashua Johnson, which he has given me the opportunity, and I have completed my voiceover for the audiobook. Look for that soon, wherever you get your audiobooks. And I'm also co-hosting and co-producing with Barnabas the Cat. Barnabas Israel, who is a comedian out of LA. He brings a great segment called The Book of Barnabas. If you have Clubhouse, please check it out. If you don't have Clubhouse, get it. Y'all have listened in a little bit, so I definitely want to hear y'all's feedback. Paulette, you spoke on stage today. I appreciate that, girl. You sounded good, girl. Hold
thank
me down
you.
Behind court. Clink, 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 clink.
Yes, yes, yes.
So what y'all think of the show?
I listened to it. As I'm working, and so I really could not chime in or anything, but yeah, I have it on during the day.
Yeah, that's what I was doing today too.
So I appreciate y'all. If you tune in, we will invite you to come to the stage. You don't have to say anything unless you want to, but we do give you an opportunity to get your thoughts across. It's a debate show, and we want to hear what everybody's got to say. So had to make a joke out of that. Our top story.
I'm gonna come on there and say nothing.
You know what? See there.
Debate that.
We are stars after shit. Oh, I didn't say what time. We're Monday, Wednesday, Friday on Clubhouse, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern, and the replays are available 24/7. It's a hard schedule to keep up with, y'all. I do the news and the sports. So, you know, whereas here I can prepare, I can have like a little link to an article, and based on the title of the article, I'm like, hey, y'all, what about this? And we could just talk about it, right? We just talking. Mm-hmm. That show, I have to give the stories. I'm given the news, so I have to share the stories. I have to give enough to cover the
time. You're a newscaster.
I'm a newscaster, kind of, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not, no one's doing it for you. You got to do all of it. And you know, exactly. Like they on the news, they have somebody doing it for them sometimes.
They're copy, yes.
And then they just present it, you know?
Yeah.
So I do it myself. It's a great experience, though. I am learning so much. It is so taking me to the next level from the standpoint of being a creative, from the standpoint of being an actor. So, it is what led me, the co-producing of it is what led me to believe I know I can make a movie. So I'm about to do that. Coming soon.
Yeah. She put it out there in the universe. You hear that?
That's right.
She will be a movie maker.
I will be a filmmaker, and I will win her own movie.
That's right. I know.
Say that too. Yes. All right.
Pass it on out there, girl.
So today, y'all, what's going on out there? The big story is the hurricane, Hurricane Ian, huh?
Oh man. Yeah, it's affected my job big time because they had to shut down a data center that's located in St. Pete, you know, and so it messed up a lot of things at work today, technologically. Ah, can't get that word out. technically, you know, it messed up a lot of things. And I've had people that couldn't get into the system, can't call tech support, you're waiting for hours and... Yeah, you know, but my heart goes out. Got a girlfriend that's in Fort Myers, And I'm keeping in touch with her. I told her I was going to keep texting her to make sure she's okay. I didn't realize she was in Fort Myers because I keep forgetting where she is in Florida. Mm-hmm. But when I reached out to her about 11 o'clock, she said they had lost a power about an hour before that. And the last time I checked on her, she was okay. The last time I checked on her was like 4 o'clock. And she said everything was good. So okay. That's always a plus to hear.
Yeah. But I heard that Puerto Rico really, really got slammed. They have been without power. Yeah, they have been without power since it slammed through there, you know.
Well, that was Fiona. Well, no. So Ian did hit Puerto Rico. I knew it did. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
No, that's why I said again, because they keep getting slammed. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So they've been without power. I haven't checked today, but since yesterday, and I say Ian was there last, I would say through the weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it just hit Florida yesterday?
This morning.
Okay. Yeah. So it's going, which way is it going? Is it going towards the Gulf or is it coming up here on the East Coast where we are?
I believe it's coming East Coast, and I got it on right here too. So it made landfall Wednesday as a Category 4.
Oh,
yeah. I know we're supposed to be rained out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, I'll get the effect, but I don't know if it's really. Are we just getting the effects of it, or is it really traveling up the East Coast, or is it in the Gulf?
It's in the Gulf. We're just getting the effects is what's happening. Oh, okay. I was supposed to be in the Neptune Festival parade. That got canceled. All the outdoor events for Neptune Festival have been canceled. All the boardwalk. And it is because we're getting the effects. I can tell you, I walked the beach. It was one day I was talking to you, Paulette, right before my rehearsal. And I'm going to tell you, I walked the waterline because I just wanted to get, you know, my feet wet a little bit, relax a little bit before rehearsal. That water was rough. I stood there for a minute looking at that water. I was like, oh, we're going to feel some of Ian. And this was before Ian had been anywhere near land. It was still, Governor DeSantis was still saying, well, we'll probably have outages. Please be prepared to evacuate. You may have to. They still didn't think it was going to be as huge. But then from what I read earlier, the eye of the storm changed and it created a new eye.
Yeah, went away and it came. Yeah, they made another one. Yeah,
I'm sure that's happened before, right? But I've never heard it, so I was like, "Good Lord!" And it made landfall as a Category 4, a strong Category 4, like spitting distance from a Category 5. So that's crazy.
Yeah,
and
my heart goes out.
It just got downgraded just now, 2 minutes ago, as a matter of fact, to a Category 3, according to the National Hurricane.
Promising. Keep on going down to zero.
Please. Well, that's what happens when it hits, you know, that's what happens when it hits land. It
always
looks, you know.
But unfortunately, it had to plow into so many and destroy so many things before it can kind of run its course.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Ugh. Man, yeah. we're lucky up here. I would say that
we're blessed.
We're not out of hurricane season. We're not out of it.
Right.
We just in the eyes.
And you know, interestingly, she's so crazy. Interestingly enough, too, all the places that have been hit between Fiona and not all the places, but a lot of the places that have been hit between Fiona and Ian. That's where my mom and I are traveling to come December, but we purposely waited, didn't want to do a cruise journey.
You will be out of hurricane season. So, absolutely.
Yeah. I'd be too scared to travel. And there's some travel impacts to people that are out on cruises right now. It's scary. I'm sure the cruises are a little bit cheaper probably during hurricane season, are they?
No.
Oh, they're not?
No.
No.
Really?
No.
Mm-mm. Wow. I mean, because they dropped that price take your chance. And I might risk it. Wow. Okay. Well, no, you ain't got to worry about me. I'm going to wait till December. So my birthday.
December, January, February. If you doing the Caribbean islands, you know, the warmer climates like that.
Yeah. And the time that we went, you know, in May.
Yeah, that was just before, you know, just that before, was spring. Yeah. So the cruise season kind of just opened up, you know. So yeah, we went at a good time.
We did.
I wanna go back.
I know.
That was beautiful. Oh my gosh.
I wanna go back.
Excited about December. My birthday.
I know you are, but it was so it was so much fun traveling with y'all. I mean, man, that was fun. That was fun.
Yeah,
that was fun.
So I figured that would be an annual thing for us to go somewhere, because we kind of kicked it off last year when we went to DC National Harbor. Ooh. All of us went together. Remember? Ooh.
True.
So this year with the crew. So next year we got something in it. This is an annual thing.
Oh my gosh, that was fun too.
Yes, we had a blast. I love traveling with y'all. It is a blast. I'm so full and relaxed and just better when I come back, because it's just
no drama. Lord,
right?
No
drama. Yes.
You know?
We don't do that here. Wakanda, we don't do that here.
You're so silly. Ain't no snapbacks. I mean, we did our little shade, had our little fun, but you know, nothing that will stop you from talking to each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. That, I mean,
word.
But I mean, in saying that, if you don't mind, in like the conversation we were talking about earlier today on Clip Bites, Bates, that was, you know, about friendship. And that's why I had to tell him, I'm like, you know what, like my grandmother used to say, keep living. Because just like your taste buds, as you get older, the way changing. You look at things is going to change. Mm-hmm. You may say, now I can't look at that, I don't give anybody a pass that I've known for 20 something. I didn't say anything about giving them a pass. However, if you have people in your life that you could call a friend that's been around for 20, 30 years, and you guys can have a conversation, you can have a debate, you can disagree, and they're still there, that's a friend.
Right.
You could talk to them about anything, and they'll let you know when you're wrong, or if they agree with you or not, or they're there. That's a friend.
Right. Yeah. And you don't even have to say, well, let's agree to disagree. I don't agree with you, period, but let's move on. You know, we got more things, you know, it doesn't even matter. You got your thoughts, I got mine. You got your feelings, I got mine. Okay, so what? Where are we going for dinner next weekend? Because I'm thirsty this week, today.
You want to taste this Chardonnay, this Yellowtail? You want to taste this?
Look,
it's good. Taste this.
I'm not doing Chardonnay. I told you I'm bringing my other girl. You know who I'm bringing. You know who I'm bringing.
See, I don't get upset with Paulette when she brings Stella around, and she knows how I feel about Stella.
Exactly.
Lord help us. Not Stella. But if you can be understanding, then I think that we can find our way to see eye to eye, to understand that we can disagree without being disagreeable.
The shade of it all.
Oh, geez.
Oh. Laughter right there. That's what I'm talking about. It's much more fun to laugh than it is, to be mean and nasty and all that. It's much more fun to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more fun.
Yes, I'm all for that. And you know something, to let, you know, when you know better, you do better. You know, when you have a new experience, you know, again, I say take ego out of things and see things for what they are. When you have a new experience, you take in new information, it's going to change some things about your beliefs, even if they just shift. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have a polarly opposite idea or thought or opinion. It just means that you're taking in some new information. So you're going to make a different decision, or you're going to move in a different way. It changes your belief, which in turn changes your behavior. And if we continue to do that, we continue to evolve. We continue to elevate. And that's what it's about.
Right. It's exactly what that's about. It's called growth.
Yes.
And change. That's it.
And you heard it.
We can't be the same. I'm not the same person that I was when I was in my 20s, or when I was a teenager, or when I was in my 30s. you grow and you change your outlook, change your experiences, changes you, you know, so you can't double down and stay stuck, you know, in your way of thinking and then expect everybody to accept that. No, I have to change. You have to change. We have to change together. Sometimes it means you grow apart. But guess what? You still are changing.
One way or another. And it's not saying that you have to you have to change for somebody, but everybody makes adjustments for everything. Mm-hmm. And we all make adjustments for what we want to make adjustments for. You know, exactly. And don't be apologetic for the way you feel. That's the way you feel. That's the way you feel. It's taking me so long. Oh my gosh.
And that's okay. And I may not agree with how you feel, but that's okay too. It's like this.
Yeah.
Y'all know I drink Chardonnay. I love me some Chardonnay, right? So when we went on the cruise, guess what? I changed and I started drinking Prosecco because that's my diet wine, right? It was an adjustment. So now I kind of like Prosecco now. So now that's diet one of my wine. Drinks. I love sparkling wines now. So my motto is, if you can't drink or love the one you want to be with, I have this thing right here. My coaster says, love the wine you're with. And right now I'm with the sparkling wine. So I have changed. You see, I used to drink nothing but Chardonnay. But now I am open. I have grown as a person. And that's real growth.
That's right. That's right. Hey. Say, read that again, because that needs to be our closing there. Read that again. What does it say again, April? If you can't
love the wine. If you can't love the wine that you love, right?
You can't love the wine you love.
Sure.
Love the wine you're with.
Love
right?
the wine you're with.
I think that's a good closing later. I like that.
I'm loving right now, loving the sparkling water.
I'm not mad at you.
You went on that cruise and you loved that Prosecco. It wasn't wrong. If loving that Prosecco was wrong, you ain't want to be wrong.
You're right.
Speaking of loving the one you're with, y'all, let's talk about Nia Long. Nia Long, we got to talk about it, don't we? We got to.
I don't know. You have to tell me about it because I ain't kept up with it.
Okay, so for those who don't know,
and so Paulette.
Okay, for Paulette. Ime Udoka. It has been reported that and confirmed that he had what the Celtics are calling an inappropriate sexual relationship with a member of the Celtics staff. For anyone who does not know, Ime Udoka is the longtime partner and father of Nia Long's child, longtime partner of Nia Long and father of her child. They have one child together. Is that right? A son?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so the story came to light. Udoka was suspended for the 22-23 season. And social media has gone crazy, you know, debating about this, talking about, people have come, of course, the women have come to Nia Long's rescue, defending her honor and
Paulette's face is turned up. Her face is turned up. Why your face turned up? She didn't even finish telling the story.
I'm gonna let her finish. You know enough now.
So and social media has been in they have been split about whether or not Udoka should have been suspended. Turns out, of course, there's some kind of clause, as organizations have some kind of a clause, honor clause, mm-hmm. or something along the lines of not mm-hmm. fraternizing. The military has had it forever. Mm-hmm. And because it can, it creates a hostile work environment, which is part of sexual harassment, and of course could lead to sexual harassment when we're talking about people that have some type of professional power over a person that they're being intimate with. And the world has changed where this is concerned. So more and more organizations have those clauses than ever mm-hmm. before. Because, I mean, people have been sleeping around on the job. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But I know I just want to, I mean, me too.
All of us.
First time I did it, I was 19. I was an aerobics instructor. And it was this boy named Jose. That boy was so fine to me. Let me tell you, that boy was fine. I was watching him. This is so terrible. It's terrible. I was, man, let me tell you. But we were both young, 19 years old. And I mean, we waited until the gym closed. And, you know, got up on the aerobics platform. And,
hey.
You know, hey. Oh, handled our business.
Y'all had a personal aerobics class. That's what I'm talking about. This is private classes over here. Private class, yes.
These days, you could record what you're doing and put it up on OnlyFans and get paid, and it ain't no problem. So,
honey, some people would be paid if they had that stuff back then. Oh my God.
Girl.
I know I would because I wouldn't have no shame. Not right now, I'm like, but. Kathy says she'll do it. Kathy, our guest from last week, she says she'll do it. I was telling her, I said, you don't even have to show your face. I said, you can show your feet. She was like, girl, I don't do that. Because, you know, they pay a subscription.
Yes.
So all you have to have is content that people want to see. They got to pay before they can see it anyway. And there are a lot of protections that OnlyFans has protects what are known now as sex workers, you know, without there being such a stigma. They are sex workers, some people there, because it has regular content too. But it's known for more sexualized content. But anyway, that's a whole nother. Y'all know how we do on Happy Hour, honey.
The conversations just go wherever it goes. It flows wherever it flows.
Anyway,
like a fine wine.
Back to this other stuff. So, does it say anywhere in the media how all this came out?
You be asking the tough questions. What you mean?
We just know it came out, but
I hate it when you do that. Every time when you can't answer something, she'd be like, "What you mean? You heard the question."
Another thing I can't do on my daytime show. God knows. Y'all really are my happy place. I can just be ratchet as I want to be here. So
from what I understand,
the different size of Linda.
I know, right?
The different L. size of L.
L. Is she's L. Is it L E L L E or is it L just the letter L?
It is either they are interchangeable, and I've decided that when I'm big and famous, okay, so I don't even want to be all that big and famous. So I'm like, really, not even a half full or half empty cup. I'm like, fill the cup about 3/4 of the way and just leave it right about it. So it's not. So when people are like, so what do you want? What's your goal for your acting career? You know, most people want to be big and famous and yada yada. I would settle for being a recurring judge on Law and Order, on the Law and Order series. And I'm good. I just want to make enough money. I want to be able to be comfortable. So I'm like, I don't see the cup as half full or half empty. Just fill it to about 3/4 of the way and leave it. So I got you.
All right.
Back
to this story again now.
Oh my God, it's a question I can't answer. All right,
we can't even get through this story. Okay. From what I understand, they were engaged, 2015? So she'd been engaged for a long time with this man.
2015,
2017.
This ain't the first time.
Well, that's why they've been engaged for so long. You know what I'm saying? So there had to be something. But anyway, long story short, the woman that he had engaged in sexual activities with. Mm-hmm. She was a staffer. She was kind of like a travel coordinator. So she does all of the travel activities for the players and their wives or what have you. And she actually Nia Long moved to Chicago a year ago. She actually coordinated the move for his woman, fiance, to be in Chicago with this man, her child. So you cannot say you didn't know. You cannot ever play that card that you didn't know that he was in a relationship with another woman. So
okay,
don't don't even once cry victim. I don't even want to hear that. Okay, so she's a side note. Let's put the blame. Right. So let's put the blame where the blame belongs, and that is on him. 100%. 100%. So yeah, that's where all this kind of played out. Now, how the story broke, I can see how the story broke. But one thing, that the team suspended him. Why did the team suspend him? Boom. It had to come out. It had to come out.
Oh, so he got suspended first and then this came out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. From what I heard, they let him suspended him.
I know you want to put it all on him, and I do give him 100%. However, the side chick has 100% as well. Because if she's doing all that, she's all up in his business. And like you said, it's not like he's not a famous person. He is right. A famous person. He's in entertainment as well. I mean, sports. Come on now. So she knew what she was doing. He Absolutely. Knew what he was doing. They were attracted to each other. And then and they didn't care about who was involved with anybody.
Correct.
That's bottom line, you know, what that is.
You're absolutely
now,
right.
Neil, I don't know how far or how much Neil Long know about it, but to be engaged to somebody, well, look, you know, I'm gonna say it. To be engaged to somebody that long and having made a move, she had a gut feeling about something.
Woman's intuition.
That's just my thought. I could be wrong, but
discernment.
I don't think this was the first time. I really don't. Mm-hmm. No, because I've always said it. A lot of times it don't even matter what a man look like, but it could be an ugly dog. If he's got a good job, or maybe his own ride, his own place, a woman will not care if he has a woman or not. So you just add some money to it, some celebrity status, or ball player, whatever it may be, and then mm-hmm. here they come. All the poonanny is gonna be thrown up in your face, and he ain't gonna keep saying no to it.
That's
why I can't put it all on the man, because if you put it all on the man, then what he's doing to her is rape, in my book, because he can't do no more than what she let him do.
But okay, let me clarify. When I say when I put 100% on the man, I'm saying as far as their relationship. Neil Long did not agree for him to step out unless they had an agreement. I don't know, but I'm just going with my own. They could have, and maybe he went too far with it. I don't know, but let's just say in a scenario that this was a monogamous.
Right? That's what it was.
If this was a monogamous relationship, yeah, I blame him 100% for going outside of the relationship. That's what I meant by that. Now, as far as the act, it is 50-50. 50 on her, 50 on him. They were the ones who decided to be together in secrecy.
Right.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I agree with that part.
So here's some tea. And I pulled this up today. This was reported via Fox News at 5:32 p.m. tonight, so about 3 hours ago. And Shaquille O'Neal said that he is steering clear of discussing the Ime Udoka scandal since he was a serial cheater.
Yeah.
Yes, he should.
Yeah, I did hear something briefly about that he no comment. Nope, none. Yeah. Mm-mm.
And you know, I applaud Shaq for owning his mess. You know, I mean.
Oh yeah.
When you know better, you do better. You know, he probably feels like he can't say anything helpful. And he said it would be crazy and blasphemous for me to get up here and say boom, boom, bam.
Yeah, he would be a hypocrite. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And as we watch, you know, Paulette, you and I, we watch the reality shows where you see Love with the Basketball Wives and all of those shows where it shows these ex-women, ex-wives now, or ex-girlfriends of all these celebrities, and infidelity play a huge part in it.
Yeah.
So I can imagine.
Even right now, I couldn't, when I was younger, I always just said, I'm like a cute guy. I mean, a gorgeous guy? No, already from the jump, I can't trust him, because just because I'm with him, somebody's gonna try him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
And there's always somebody that's gonna try him. But then you
ain't gotta be a gorgeous girl. It don't even matter.
You're right. He don't have to be gorgeous, but you know, them cute ones, they still going. But anyway,
GQs. Now
that's what we used to have back
in the day.
April, you old talking about money. GQ.
You add some money and some status to it. Shoot,
you're right. So Paulette, I want to say
locally.
Okay, we're not. Okay, we don't do that here. Wakanda forever. Okay, so look, I'm a because I need to redeem myself here, because Paulette had a lot of shade she was throwing my way. So the story leaked out. This was back a week ago. The story leaked out in the late hours of Wednesday morning last week, when ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reported that Udoka was set to be disciplined by the team for an unspecified violation of conduct.
Yep. Oh, okay.
That's what I said. Yeah.
She wouldn't tell them.
Mm-hmm. You think she went there?
This is my thought. My thought is, so him and Nia done had this conversation, because she mainly already knew about it. And they had this conversation, right? And they decided to work on their relationship. They're going to work on the relationship, right? And so he had to break it off with this chick. And she was like, oh, no, you ain't going to just leave me on the side. No, you ain't
going to. I tell your wife.
How dare. Well, I'm just going to tell everybody. And he was like, go ahead. And
I tell your wife. I had somebody do me like that. They had made a phone call to me at 5:00 in the morning. My husband was overseas. She gonna call on my cell phone 5:00 in the morning. I'm assuming he had broke up with her. They were on and off again. I knew about it. I ain't act like it. It's whatever. She gonna call me saying, asking for him, and then talking about, well, I just want you to know he pays my phone bill and we in a relationship. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, well, thank you for calling. I had to stay calm. I did.
Well, you should have said, well, he pays the mortgage and the car note, and he pay all the bills around. You just got a cell phone bill. I love it, girl. You
ain't know.
When I got myself together, I would have called that helper back.
That's all he paying for is a cell phone?
No. See, with mine, I had to remain calm, because I don't know if you were at work that day, Linda, but they called me at work. This chick, when I was married, called me at work, and I'm like, this is a joke, right? Like, how you know this? She told me, I know him from head to toe, honey. I was like, oh, and then she said, because I'm like, oh, no, she did. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm about to heat up. I ain't never drove home so fast, girl. Woo, Lord have mercy.
Oh, my goodness. So you think this is a scorn woman side chick situation?
Yeah, because otherwise, think about it. We don't know how long this crap has been going on, but it's been going on for a minute. And if she didn't say anything, who else is going to know? If somebody saw them, possibly that could be it, and somebody maybe blackmailed him or something like that. But yeah, I think it's her. I really do. And I mean, it don't really matter one way or another anyway. So,
but yeah.
He's wrong for doing it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Today, Adam Levine apologized. He had a cheating scandal too. Y'all heard about that, right?
Who?
Adam Levine from Maroon 5. And he used to be on The Voice, didn't he?
Yeah. He still is, isn't he?
He had an apology. And Jana Kramer said that his cheating scandal apology was very triggering for her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Jana Kramer, who was cheated on by ex-husband Mike Cawson, says she felt triggered by Adam Levine's recent DM scandal, DM? Oh, it was an inbox message. So it was a private message scandal.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh. So I don't know if So anyway, it says, I'm over the stuff that happened to me, but it's still very triggering when something comes up. It is. The country singer 38 said during Sunday's episode of her Wind Down podcast. Oh, we got to check that out, y'all. Whine, like whining, like W-H-I-N-E. Wind Down.
I don't want to see no woman whine about nothing. No, you want to whine.
But it rhymes. Wrong wine. Wrong kind of wine.
I need you to whine. W-I-N-E. I don't want no wine. No.
But so Levine was women. Accused. She said, Jenna said that her husband cheated on her while she was pregnant. Levine was accused of cheating on his pregnant wife, Behati Prinsloo, with a TikTok user named Summer Stro. That sounds like a porn name. But anyway.
Oh, I'm thinking the same thing.
So the Maroon 5 frontman denied the cheating allegation. Oh, my. I don't know if he lied or not, so it's alleged, but admitted that he crossed the line by sending Stro inappropriate messages via Instagram. Okay, PSA. Here's a PSA. This is only for Adam Levine. That's still cheating. Thank you for coming to the
TED Talk. PSA. PSA. For Adam Levine,
that's my whole TED Talk. That's it. I crossed the line. You cheated, Adam. Because let me ask you this: would you have been mad if Behati had cheated by sending messages? And you know, one of them had to be a dick pic. You already know it was. You know it had to be. It's gonna come out later. Watch. Mark my word.
Oh my God, yeah, what we gonna do, Linda?
I don't know. Yeah, I agree. If anything, you sending any slide to anybody's DMs and it's not your significant other, it is not your wife, it is not your girl or guy, whatever the case may be, that's cheating. Because it's a secret. If it was out in the open, then that would be a whole nother, you know, situation, you know.
And even though Ime Udoka is not married to Nia Long, is still cheating. So I see people saying that on social media. Well, he didn't cheat because they're not married. He still cheated. He deceived her.
They're in a relationship. Period.
They've been engaged for years.
At some point, they say it's just you and me. I'm your girl. You're my guy. We're together.
Right.
That's a relationship. So whether it's legal, you know, entanglement or whatever you want to call it, it's their relationship. Nia Long didn't agree that he would cheat. He did that on his own with his partner.
Well, I think the entanglement part was the other chick, but yeah.
Oh, that was Jada. That's Jada now.
I wasn't talking about Jada. Thank you.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Talking about always end stuff. She always gotta add stuff.
Especially if it's about Jada, because y'all know, you know.
That's
I mean, I gotta say.
But at least they had an understanding. Again, they had an understanding, and that
still didn't go well.
It went too far. When you set boundaries in the relationship and you let other people in and you still try to set boundaries, guess what?
Too late. Not gonna work, boo-boo.
They're going to move that boundary further and further and further away. Yep. So you might as well not even have a boundary.
Yep. Give them an inch, take a mile.
I pray for her. She get over it. Well, she has a choice. She can try to stay with her man, be with him, because they do have a child together. So she may say, I'm going to still work. Because for some women, it's not a non-negotiable. Some women still will be with their man and they will be able to work it out. If that's her decision, that's her decision. Mm-hmm. I am not going to judge her for that. You know,
I agree.
But if she decides to leave her man, I'm behind her on that too. It's your decision. Please don't let us, the world, society, to dictate how you're going to live and how you're going to deal with this situation. That's my only advice.
That's because it's your life. It's one life that you have to live. Mm-hmm. You should be happy in it, whatever you decide to do.
We stand with Nia. That's right. And what we mean by that, we stand with Nia. What we mean by that is whatever her decision, we support that, because she's going to make the best decision for her and for her child. Sure. Cheers to Nia. We stand with Nia.
Cheers.
Paulette's not standing with Nia. Paulette, that doesn't look like standing with Nia.
It looks like,
okay.
It's not like a grape jelly. What's that? Welch's grape. What was that?
That looked like a sourpuss. That looked like a shade throwing. That looked like Anna Marie Horsford in Friday. Okay. That's what that looked like. Yeah, I called it out.
Oh, no, she didn't. I like her anyway, so.
What else is going on, y'all?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, what do y'all think about The Woman King? Did y'all see the movie?
Did y'all see it? I saw it.
Have you seen it, Paula? We cannot talk about it till everybody's seen it.
Until we've seen it. That's
okay.
Right.
We will not say anything until Paulette sees it.
So okay. Coming soon on Uncorked in Conversation, Woman King review. We got you.
Moving on. Oh, we go say
teasers for another episode, a future episode. Go ahead.
You
yes. Paula, you had an interesting topic, a conversation you had about with your son.
Oh, yeah.
It's National Sunday, so yes.
Is
perfect
it?
Timing. It is National Sunday. Yes.
Really? I haven't seen my son in quite some time.
It is National Sunday. Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, because yesterday was daughter. So, okay, gotcha. Okay.
I didn't, when you said Sunday, I'm thinking Sunday.
No, oh, Sunday.
I did say it fast.
Yeah, she did. She put it all together. She wrote it all together.
But yeah, I miss my son.
Oh, my son came to see me today. I posted a reel. Y'all got to take a look at it.
Okay.
Well, speaking of son.
Yes.
Well, my son is 16 years old, and you know, all of you out there that have somebody has a child 16. Oh my gosh. Anyway. But anyway, so he has this little girlfriend. And this kind of came up in the show earlier today too. However, I was watching television and my son, he came and asked me. He said, "Mom, do you think it's wrong for a man to ask his woman to fix him a plate?" And I'm like, "Kai, you know who you're talking to, right? That you know what you grew up with." And just to give you a quick backstory on that, I grew up watching my mom cater to my dad, fix his plate, fix his drink, put the napkin down with the fork and everything on it. Or if he was in his room, she would fix a tray. She would take the tray to him. When he was done, she would bring the tray back down. My grandmother did the same thing to my father. Fixed his plate. You know, your dad's coming. Get your dad's plate down. Get everything down for your dad. You know, cater to your dad. Unfortunately, I didn't say that. But you know, I can tell you why I did it. I did it not just because I saw that growing up, but I liked it and I like doing it. You know, yeah. I think that is like a term of endearment. It's showing how much I care, how much I appreciate you. You know, if the man's doing what he's supposed to be doing, although I was doing it and he wasn't doing what he's supposed to be doing, but still, I guess that goes back to what I grew up with. So anyway, he just shook his head, my son, when I said, "You know what you grew up with, what you grew up seeing." He was like, "Yeah, yeah." And I'm like, I said it too fast. I didn't mean to say it so fast. I'm like, "Boy, you ain't gonna find nobody that's gonna do that for you." And that's it. Oh, wait a minute. I'm like, I said to his girlfriend, "I'm not saying that you won't do it. I'm just saying a lot of the kids growing up now, they didn't grow up with that, you know, with the adults or the grandparents showing that they're catering to the man. Now women think it's wrong to cater to your man. But if they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, holding down things, what is wrong with it? You know? So anyway, and his girlfriend replied, said, "I don't have a problem fixing his plate. You know, it's just the comment that he made after the fact." And I'm like, "Well, what did he say after you fixed the plate?" He said, my son's a jokester. Yeah, do your womanly duties. Yeah. And it pissed him
off. You raised your man to be a chauvinist.
He would have caught that plate upside the head. I would have knocked his head between that washer and dryer.
Oh man, trust me, he was old baby after that, because he pissed her off. But you know, I guess it's just like I said. I even have girlfriends. They used to say they used to hate coming around me, you know, if we've cooked or if we go somewhere, because I would do that. You know, it's just it another thing. A lot of times, I ain't want nobody else in my kitchen. I don't.
Yeah, and they some haters. And they some haters. How they gonna tell you how to treat your man? Haters.
They don't. They did. They. The reason why they didn't like it, Linda, is because they were not doing it. So their men were looking at me, and then you know fixing my man plate, and then they're looking at them like, "Aren't you gonna fix my plate?" And they're like, "No, you got 2 feet, 2 hands. You better get it just you know, all of that kind of stuff." But. Yeah.
So. I think when I was married, I fixed my husband's plate. You know, I kind of like I'm looking back, all the years ago. But yeah, I do that. Even with my current boyfriend, I still do it. And maybe it's a generational thing. And I really cannot recall my mother doing it. I don't have any memories of her doing it. I just thought maybe that's just something that a wife does. And that's what my expectations of it. And it's like what you told a young girl or you told your son, you're not going to find that these days, you know. Prime example, when he made that comment, she got upset, right? Women, it's not a woman's duty, but it was a term of endearment. And I think women now feels if it was reciprocated, okay, I'll do for you, but you're gonna make my plate too. And some of the men are like, no, because that's your job. That's where it kind of falls apart there, because it's used to be a tradition, a woman fits a man's plate. When you go to a cookout and you got your date with you, what do? You fix that your boyfriend's plate. It's considered. But when you wifed up, now it becomes like, I ain't fixing your plate. Where did that fall apart?
You know, it's interesting. I it's funny. Your son's a joker, and said that to her. That's a funny story. Mm-hmm. I also, when I was married, I took pride. It was my joy to serve my husband his plate. And to your point, April, I don't have memories of my mother doing that. We did eat at the dinner table. So my mother would cook dinner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She would put it in containers, put it on the table, and everybody come to the table to eat. But she, and I have a, even at a cookout, I don't remember her making my dad's plate. She probably told him to sniff himself somewhere because she won't, you know, Jackie, she's not having it. So, and you're going to love me too. So I remember one time years ago when I first met my husband, we weren't even married yet. We were at a friend's house that we used to frequent on Friday night parties, whatever, everybody hanging out, food, drinks, music, whatever. And back in the 90s, the good days, the 90s, girl, back then. Mm-hmm. And I remember this heifer, the audacity of this, oh my God, this strumpet tried to make my husband at the time a plate. She almost got murked.
Yeah. Then that's a whole nother thing right there.
You do not make another
woman's man's plate. That woman's man.
I said, I got it. And I can't fight. Y'all know I can't fight. But I was looking at her like, put it down. Let me see you hand him a plate. You getting hit today. I'm going to hit you.
That's just disrespect.
She said, I might not win, but I'm going to hit you.
We're going to fight today. I'm just like,
let's play with this scenario though. Let's play with this scenario. Let's say you are today's woman and you and your husband at a dinner party and someone says, Linda Paulette, fix your man's plate. You're the type of woman say he can fix his own plate. Then let's say I come around, I'm just going to be the other person, and I fix your husband a plate. Now you decline to fix him a plate. You have denied this man's service. I come along because maybe that's my culture. I don't know he's your man, but I see he's a man. I'm gonna fix him a plate. Offend you, right? I would offend you. That would be disrespectful to you.
Right.
So how, but why would you be mad? Are you mad because I fixed you a plate, or are you mad because you should have done it and you didn't? This is your opportunity to do it.
Whatever the understanding is, me and the man know what the understanding is, right? So let's say I am one of those women who, no, I ain't doing that, and I declined to fix this plate. You said she didn't know that was my man. I don't care if it's your culture. Shorty should have asked. You just gonna fix a man a plate? You know, you got designs on him or something. First of all,
I may not have designs on you. Let's say I don't have designs on you.
But I guarantee you this, if she got a man there, she not gonna offer to fix my man his plate. So why would she offer if she don't have a man there?
That's a point. That's a good point. That's a good point. But let's go back to my choice. I gave you a choice to think whether are you upset because I made your man a play, or are you upset with yourself because you did?
Probably a little of both. But I'm not going to own up to being upset because I didn't. Especially if I feel like, I mean, because think about it. Because it's a person's choice. All three.
Because you feel hear guilty. Like, damn. You know? Right?
You do. But hear me out. But hear me out. So all three of us, that's what we do. You know, that's how we're made. That's for whatever reason, for whatever our lived experience is, we take joy in making our significant other a plate. Everybody doesn't have that same perspective. I got to respect that. So if she doesn't have that perspective, I'm not going to take it upon myself to fix her man up. But first of all, it's going to be a fight. Like, don't eat. Come on. We're throwing blades.
That's fine.
Look, April, who is this right here? You got some doggone ignorance about you or something. You're not going to be fixing my man no doggone plate. You better go. Daddy, you know you don't let nobody else fix your plate.
Oh, that's Dr. Heavenly. No.
Your ass down somewhere, bitch. I'll beat your ass fixing my man a plate. I got this. I got
that's
my
Dr.
man.
Heavenly.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, she get on my
Oh,
nerves.
My goodness. I'm glad you brought that up. Married to Medicine. In this one scene, right? Did you see the scene, Paulette?
I'm sure I did. Go ahead.
Okay. One of the doctors was having a barbecue, kind of like a barbecue, but it was outside, right? It was cold or whatever. Yeah. Three different women. Yeah. The first woman made her man a plate, right? That would be Dr. Heavenly. She makes her man a plate. She enjoys serving her man. Don't nobody touch Dr. Damon because that's her man. And she treats him well. He treats her good. He treats her good. Okay. Simone comes. Dr. Heavenly says, are you going to fix him, your husband, a plate? She said, hell no. He can fix his own plate. Right? Right?
Yep.
The third woman comes in and they said, are you going to fix your man a plate? She says, no, he going to fix my plate. And he did.
And look, and the one that said that is the housewife. Her husband is the one that's the doctor.
Yes. So that whole thing spoke volumes to me.
Yeah, it did.
You know, just it really did. And yeah, how these three couples, how their dynamics are so different. You know, but it works for them. So you can't really judge anybody for fixing a plate, not fixing a plate. It really doesn't matter. It's how the couple, how they interact. And if they're okay with it, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Oh, so, definitely. It's not my life, you know, at all.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was so funny. She was like, I ain't fixing your plate. He gonna fix my plate. And then he tells himself, well, we do things for each other. And he should say that. But I really think, my opinion, she got that man whipped. She got whipped.
Hey, that's what you do. And that's okay. Because everybody's love language is different. It's acts of service, this love language is.
But she's a narcissist to me. It's always about her.
Oh.
That's my opinion.
In an unhealthy way.
So when she said, you serving me, that would be a narcissist person would say, hey, you're serving me. Even though he's a doctor, he works 12, 15 hours a day, sleeps six. And he's the one who's cooking dinner for the kids. I've never seen that woman in the kitchen cooking nothing.
He's, so she doesn't even have the appreciation.
I've seen her prep stuff before, but actually cook, no.
Yeah, she appreciates, I think she appreciates him, but she complains more than she appreciates him.
So I want to dig into, so what makes her a narcissist, you think? Or what makes her have narcissistic tendencies?
Behavior,
she appreciate. Yes. Oh, okay.
She has narcissist behavior. Over the years, I will say, she demands a lot from her husband, right? I mean, a lot. Now, mind you, yeah, he makes good money. He's like an emergency surgeon. But she spends a lot. Okay. They just got out. Didn't they have bankruptcy or something? Or they owe taxes? They owe like...
It was a... almost $200,000 in taxes.
In back taxes they had to pay. So he had to work like a dog to get out of that. And they did. The next year they bought, $1 million house.
They built it. They built it. That's when they built the house.
No, they moved first. They moved into $1 million house. Then they built one.
Well, remember that because where they were staying before, the mortgage, they were staying in a big old place, and that one, I forgot how many thousands of dollars a month that was. And then they moved into something smaller because they had to pay that debt. And then once they paid that debt, that's when they built that the other house that they
built
just
this
sold.
Other house.
Yeah, that they just sold. Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to build another house.
Yeah, right now they're renting another house in the same neighborhood where they built one, but they're planning to build another one. She said.
This is just to please Toya.
This is Toya. Who is Toya? Toya Johnson? Is that her name?
What's her last name?
I don't know. I think it is. But yeah,
I follow her. See, I don't be knowing these reality people at all. I just see them on Instagram, not knowing who they are. And I follow, like, if I like some of the stuff I see them post that comes up on my feed, I'll go ahead and follow them. One thing, so this is my only reaction to Toya, because this is all I know about her until now. Mm-hmm. She knows how to, she poses very well for pictures. Like, she's an expert poser. I've always thought this about her for like the last 2 years. She always has she gets them angles just right. Girl, she's a fierce with that. But that's all I know about her.
She's beautiful. She is fierce. Yeah. But she's a beautiful woman. But her, I just see a lot through her insecurities. So yeah. But anyway.
I agree. Yeah, because she's done a lot of things to me. And it's real inconsiderate, seems like. And you know how I hate it when they get on these reality shows. They show themselves and then they want to turn around when somebody says something about the way they act. You don't know me. But you're on the show. And it's all of it is not an act. All of it is not an act. I agree with some of it may be an act, but all of that is not an act. However, you know what? If he likes it, I loves it, because he don't seem like he's fazed by it at all.
No.
Oh, wow.
He'll say something out of her mouth. She'll say something out of her mouth and, you know, he'll look at her like she crazy, just, you know, brush. I can't remember one time he's actually gotten real mad at her about something that she said. He's gotten mad this season about something other people have said or done, but not her. You know, and Dr. Dan is almost a saint, you know. Only thing that I didn't like what he did is that when they were sitting at the dinner table and he said, you need to do what I say. Whoa, hold on. I do agree that at the moment, you know, Dr. Heavenly's mouth was going off and I felt she was being really disrespectful at the time. However, for him to say in front of other people to me was demeaning by saying, you need to do what I say. I'm not your dog.
Yeah, right.
He could have said something different. He could have said something different. Yeah. You know, but he does his best trying to keep her under control. But, you know, Heavenly is like a dog on Chihuahua at times.
Well, that's why he said what he said and how he said it. Because maybe that's the only way that he can get her to snap out of it. You have, you know, she from Miami, Florida. They like that. They are like it. They are hard like that. So maybe that's the only way that he can get her attention. But it does calm her down.
Dr. Heavenly got a lot of baggage that she has not unpacked. She's got a lot of stuff in her past she has not unpacked, because she, like a lot of those people on reality shows, which the one thing that really gets on my nerves is that they do shit, then you call them out on it, and then they're apologizing, but they turn around and do something else or do the same thing again. I don't need your apology no more. I was watching the reunion of Housewives, and Todd was sitting in the back, and it was classic. I'm like, that's it right there. There go Marlo again, saying she's sorry about something else she did, and then tells you she knows what she's doing. I know I do this. I know I come out my mouth this way and that way, because she's always coming out with some bull crap that she don't know. She's just making stuff up, and then she apologizing for it. Todd was in the back, and Todd was like, yeah, I heard her. I heard her apologize.
That's manipulation, by the way. Mm-hmm. Continuing to apologize, but continuing the behavior. That's pure manipulation.
Yes, it is.
It means you got something has not, I don't know, something has not been discovered, has not been pulled out of you. You have not attacked that stuff in the past to keep you from doing that. Because like Marlo is a good example. She was talking about how her mom did this, how the stuff her mom said to her, and all this kind of stuff. Now you're carrying it over, doing the same thing to other people and your family. And then you say you see it, but then you continue to do it.
Right. Yeah. So when does the cycle stop?
Hurt people.
Right. That's exactly like it. You're right. Perfect example right there.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect example right there. So maybe one day she'll grow up, because who comes out their mouth and tell them the Candy Burrs is not worldwide? She's only known in Atlanta.
Oh.
She said you were only known in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Baby, no, you're the only one that's known in Atlanta. Nobody knew you before this show. Candy Burrs was known before this show, boo.
Yeah, she does multiple things. Multiple things, not just a singing group,
right?
But she does a songwriter. She's a businesswoman. She does that. What is that sex line that she does? You know.
And then she wanted to say that she does nothing for the community. She has restaurants. That's building for the community. She does all kinds of food drives and all that. She does a bunch of stuff for the community. What are you talking?
What does Marlo do?
Oh, let her tell it. She do stuff for the community too. But yet she don't want any gently used name brand expensive clothes that a person has worn one time. She don't want those for her girls, you know.
In my opinion, it is a thrifting store. These are the clothes and items that she has worn before and other people have donated, a very high quality clothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thrift store,
right? That she rents out repeatedly, but yet you don't want, bags and bags of clothes that some of them haven't even been worn. Some been worn one time, and they're all name brand for your girls. But yet your thing is people wearing them over and over again, and you charging thousands of dollars.
What's the difference? She was doing a drive where she was donating clothes to young women, you know, and some of the girls was donating their clothes, you know, and these are women who are, you know, affluent, you know, they wear name brand clothes. And Marlo was like, I don't want those. I don't think these young girls would turn down any clothes because for one thing, they don't have any. And they will be appreciative whether they're name brand or not. Yeah, she's delusional. She's very delusional. Yeah.
And then that's when you start coming at her, then she gets defensive and she want to start saying stuff outside of her neck, which makes no sense.
Low vibrational behavior. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very low intelligence. Very low emotional. I won't say intelligence, but very low emotional intelligence.
Right. Yep.
Very low. So, yeah.
Yep. Well, y'all, we have come to the end of Unimportant Conversation. Y'all got anything else? Any parting shots?
This Cristalano. Not in no affiliation with Cristal is really good.
I'll drink to that.
All right now.
Because if I can't have the wine that I love, I am loving the wine that I'm with.
That's right. And we promised y'all that's how we're going to close the show. That's the close for season three. That's what we're going to do.
That's the close. That's the close.
Sounds good.
Look
to
for
me.
Us soon. That's right.
Sounds good, Linda. Linda's going to do that.
Look for us on IG Live. We are going to go live. We have a couple of podcasters that we have to go live with. We promised them, ladies. Okay. So we have to do this very soon. Okay. So yes, we will be going live. So stay tuned for that. If you are interested in being a guest on Uncorked in Conversation, or if you would like to sponsor, if you have an ad that you would like us to play on Uncorked in Conversation, please contact us at phenomuncorked@gmail.com. That's phenom, F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, O M, like phenomenal, like we are.
Hey.
phenomuncorked@gmail.com. Get at us. It's your girl L for April in Paris and for Letty Letty. This has been Uncorked in Conversation. Remember, if you can't have the wine you love, love the wine you have.
Ooh, woo. Say it again. Uncorked.
Thank you for listening to Uncorked in Conversation. This podcast is co-hosted by Linda White, April N. Brown, Paulette Irby, and Sarita Bostic. It is produced and edited by April N. Brown. The music is by Ben Sound.